All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And you look at the action that has taken place around the Tennessee Volunteers football program, and it's a big-time question mark. This was a Tennessee team that was buzzing several weeks ago. They began this college football season with a record of 5-0, but they've gone on to lose their last three contests. And the first two, you kind of expected. It was very tough for them to have to go on the road on October 8th and knock off the Texas A&M Aggies. They came back, but they lost in double overtime, 45-38. They followed that up on the next Saturday when they were at home to host the Alabama Crimson Tide, and that game simply got away from them as they lost 49-10. But the big head scratcher was last Saturday, coming off of a bye, and they were on the road against the South Carolina Gamecocks, and they lost that game 24-21. Now a season that was looking very promising has seen the Volunteers take a step back. And, you know, early on this year, we were calling them the comeback kids. They had comeback victories over Appalachian State, Virginia Tech, Florida, and Georgia. And now you really have to ask yourself, if Tennessee was unable to make those comebacks like they were earlier this season, where would this team be right now? I mean, don't get me wrong, the season is far from over. They're 5-3, they're 2-3 within the SEC. And, of course, they have a cupcake game on tap for tomorrow afternoon when they take on Tennessee Tech. And there's still a possibility for them to win the SEC East and get to Atlanta for the conference championship game. If they finish tied with the same conference record as the Florida Gators, they get it over Florida based on a head-to-head matchup. But they've got to start winning games, and Florida has to lose games. I mean, Florida does have a tough contest tomorrow against Arkansas, and then they have a makeup game with LSU, so there is definitely still a possibility for Tennessee to get to Atlanta. But you look at this offense right now, and they are struggling as they are ranked 90th in the nation, and quarterback Josh Dobbs, unfortunately, has been unable to take that next step. Yes, you know, he's put it together in crunch time when his team was making those furious comebacks, but they need him to put it together for four quarters, and it simply hasn't been there. Jalen Hurd was leading this team in rushing this season, but he decided to transfer. And it seems like, you know, the wheels are falling off on this team. Defensively, you look at the Volunteers, they aren't that much better. They're 70th in the nation in total defense, with their leading tackler being Todd Kelly, who is a defensive back. And typically, when you have a DB who is leading your team in tackles, that is never, and I repeat, never a good thing. Butch Jones has done a good job as far as turning things around and changing the culture in Knoxville around this program. And everybody, myself included, expected them to be a little bit better. And they started off strong. Of course, like I said, they had the big comeback victories. But lately, it seems to be slipping away from them right now. And what Tennessee needs to do, they need to put it together for four quarters. And they have been unable to do that this year. And you simply have to ask yourself, where's the leadership for this team? There are plenty of seniors and juniors on this team, but somebody has to step up and be a leader. And it can't be Butch Jones. It has to be somebody on that team that puts on a helmet every Saturday afternoon. And that is going to be the determining factor for what Tennessee can do coming down the stretch. They look at their final four games. They have Tennessee Tech tomorrow, followed by three more conference games. They host Kentucky and Missouri, and they finish up on the road against Vanderbilt. But I tell you right now, for Tennessee, they have to find a way to save their season. Plain and simple. Because when you start off as strong as they did, and you make the impact that they did to begin this college football season, people are really not going to look at you and respect you in that same fashion. And Butch Jones is trying to get his club into the same conversation of the Alabamas and the Georgias in the SEC. You've got to find a way to do it consistently, and you've got to go out there and take care of business every single Saturday, and you've got to do it from the opening kickoff. You can't rely on Hail Marys or furious comebacks, because eventually those things will catch up to you. And in the month of October, it definitely happened for Tennessee, and hopefully for their sake, the month of November can be a little bit different. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, like I always say. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 9 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.